Well, good morning, everybody. Good morning, Jeannie Zeeden. Good morning, Julie Clark. I don't even know where to begin on this topic today. And having a conversation with another part of the J team, Julie Tara, last Saturday after the European Master Day, she shared something from her heart, and I know this is going to be conveyed by both Jeannie and by Julie, that our culture has adapted and changed in the last 2.5 years, and we blame a lot of it or give a lot of credit to a world pandemic. However, our culture has made a drastic shift to online interaction, to video conferencing. Matter of fact, I want to say it was probably 8 or 10 years ago, and I don't remember the name of the company, but it was a network marketing company, and they actually sold one product and one product only, and it was a video conference phone. You had to plug it in to get 110 power. You had to plug it into your phone. The quality was not very good. I have a distant cousin that was working with this company, and they were convinced this was going to be the wave of the future. I can't remember if you got royalties on how often people used it, but if, let's say, if Julie, Jeannie, and I all invested into this device, then we could do a video conference call using their phone system. I don't think, now this had to be 10 or 12 years, it had to be further ago, but I don't think they anticipated at all that all of us would have handheld devices that we could do FaceTime or, through Facebook or through WhatsApp, that we could do all this, because it completely obliterated that company. And obviously they're not, I've not heard anything about them or research. But when it comes to connecting with people, we get to, if we can't do it face-to-face, of course we can text and we can talk to them on the phone, but being able to be connected to people visually. And for Julie, Jeannie, and I, we got, and I know there's others, we got to take part in the European Master Day, which was, correct me if I'm wrong, ladies, but it was mostly German, French, and English, correct?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, Julie, I'm not going to pick on you because some of us struggle, like myself, with technology, but you were not able to get the translation app, as it's called, whatever that thing was. So when they were in both French and German, but see, I can sit and listen to French all day, even though I don't even understand a word of it, because it's just such a beautiful language. but we had a translator, and it was real time, and it was fantastic. And Dave Balzer got scolded because he was talking too fast. The translators couldn't keep up. So anyways, the two questions that, and ladies, I don't know if you want to flip a coin, or actually, let's start with Julie. You're further east, and you've been awake longer than Jeannie and I have. So we'll
good
start
plan.
With you. But, and by the way, and this is kind of a commercial teaser for what's coming next week, and if you haven't registered for Master Day, I included the link in my email that I sent out yesterday, and the other simple way to do it is you pick up the phone Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you can ask whoever answers to get you registered. It's your name, first and last name, and your email address. That's it, and it's free, and it's next Saturday. Starts at 9 a.m. and I believe ends at noon or 1-ish West Coast time. You will not regret it. Matter of fact, you will be so excited and about going out and selling the world on Nikan products. That, yeah, it's a little bit about it, but it's so much bigger than that. So I hope that today will inspire you and to invite others. Those of us that are country bumpkins, we're like, oh, it's another Saturday I have to give up. Yes. As Jeannie has taught me years ago, it's an investment of your time, and you can't put a price tag on it. But, Julie, let's start with you. Simple question, and it's simply this. Two-part. And by the way, folks, you need to understand that Julie was one of the winner chicken dinners. You got a call yesterday from Julie. Let's first, before I ask my question, you got a call from Mary from Nikan yesterday. And what was all that about?
Yes, I got a call from Mary at Nikan verifying my address where I wanted my gift sent, and the gift is a Kenko seat. So I was pretty excited that I answered the question fast enough. You had to be the first one to answer a question, and the questions were written in German, written in English, written in French. So everybody had their language that they wanted, and the answers were all A's or B's. And whoever entered the answer first was the winner, and I was the winner. So I thought that was pretty exciting. And so I got the phone call, and my new Kenko seat will be here in 7 to 10 days. So that was exciting to be a winner. And
yeah,
I'm the only
one. Yeah, go ahead.
I'm the only one.
No, I said congratulations.
Thanks.
And you were, Julie, what you're about to say, you were the only one in North America, stateside, this side of the pond, as they say, of the Atlantic. Everybody else who won was part of the European contingency. And I my heart leapt. I thought, well, I'm bummed that I didn't get my finger to respond fast enough. But I thought, oh, my goodness, that's great. Julie won. And
the lesson is pay attention to the rules and do what they require.
Yes, and that's just neat. It's just fun. It's always great when you win something. And I've received that call from Nikan, by the way. You know, during my 30-year journey, I have been awarded different things. And I've never had, and I want to iterate this, when you get a call from Nikan, I've never had one in 3 decades. September will be three full decades. I've never had a negative call from Nikan. They're always fantastically positive. So you see that. So here's the two-part question, and it's simply this. What did you glean? I'm looking back through my notes, and they're not exhaustive, like some of us take notes, but I learned a trick, and this may help some of us. When a speaker starts or a presenter starts sharing, I sit there and kind of take it in, and when a nugget just leaps off the page, I write down that one thing. And that's it. So I can go back in my notes and go, okay. And then memorizing that one nugget and introducing people to Nikan, or when I, in my verbiage, making sure that I can say, well, I learned from a dear friend, or I learned from our product developer, or, you know, whatever the case. But Julie, what did you glean most from traveling across the Atlantic, which you didn't have to because you never left the comfort of your own home? What did you glean most from the European Master Day? And what are you looking forward to most about the North American one coming up 7 days from now?
Okay. So first I have my notes, and I'll go through and just pick out what I thought was the highlights. So I always like to listen to Dave Balzer, who happens to be from my town in Middlebury, Connecticut. So I knew him years ago before he even went to Nikan. But Dave was talking about the technologies of Nikan, specifically the magnetic energy. And what I found most interesting is that the static magnets, which is what our products are made of, the atoms become aligned to give pure energy. And the electromagnetic energy has contamination and noise. So that's what makes the Nikan magnets better, that they are not electrical. And he gave the different Gauss strengths. The power chip is 950. The MagFlex is 800. The mag strides are between 800 and 1,000, and the mag duo is between 600 and 800. So it's good to know, especially the all the products are good for re-energizing. And so those are good points, but the biggest thing I thought is that the pure energy that our products give and that they help our body re-energizing, so it's for natural good health. He also mentioned about the water and also that the positive and negative ions align, and that's the importance of the PIMAG waterfall, is that it clusters our water for better absorption. Those are two points with our technologies that are important and that are easy for people to understand. Then our motivational speaker, Richard Matharu, and that's M-A-T-H-A-R-O-O, and he has YouTube channel for people to go and listen to. But he talked about what it takes to generate success, that we want the perfect storm of timing and activity so that we get massive multiplication. So there's a huge opportunity with Nikon, and we need to try to make a straight line to success, and we can do that with leverage by building a solid foundation. And he talked about the 1 in 10 rule so that people don't get discouraged, that if you plan on 1 in 10 people will either have a sale or a sign-up, so that you always want to take action to move you closer to where you want to be. And one of his big hints was to use LinkedIn and use the LinkedIn search icon so that you can search for whatever your target market might be, whether it's personal trainers or for me, I've been targeting massage therapists because I find that they need our Nature Rest Fit on their table so that their clients get a better experience. So you can use that LinkedIn search button. That's something that I haven't done, but that I will do now. So I thought that was a big hint, giving us another opportunity to target the right people for our business. Luis,
and Julie, can I, before you jump into it, Luis, I want to reiterate that a lot of us don't understand the magnitude of targeting the right people. The casual conversations, the bumping into and meeting people, like I did yesterday, a gentleman who literally looked right at me and said, "I need those." I mean, that was he was so serious. And I said, "Well, do you have a cell phone?" And I just sent him our website, but he didn't even know how to open a contact file and save my information. So I got to show him that. That was fun. But that's a product customer sale, and we need to be customer centric. But what I really appreciated about Richard said, and you stated that, the straight line for my success. What does it look like? Well, that duplication, we get to up our game, and in thinking, how do we be attractive to people that we want? And you and I got to talk about this last night. How do we attract those people that are going to duplicate what we're doing? I mean, again, customers are fantastic, but it's a one-time gig. And in any business owner is looking for the free referral thing. In other words, people that can see themselves. Business owners, and Jeannie, you and I have talked about this, we salespeople are an easy mark. But we have to, and if you're like me and you don't really enjoy social media or things like LinkedIn, then we get to go find ways to increase that straight line of success. Okay, sorry about that. Julie, go ahead and jump on into what the Heart of Nikon with Luis was all about to you.
Yes, so to reiterate, you always want to take that action to move you closer. But, Luis talked about HBM. You know, we always want to be the best version of you, and so we always want to make decisions that's going to make our future better, and love and gratitude goes a long way.
with that. So I always love to hear Luis. Jeff Isom wants us to figure a way to be in motion all the time so that we take the tiny, small actions that we need to help us overcome any overwhelm we have, but also to bring us closer to the goal. So, you know, one of the secrets is just tiny, small actions consistently. And then,
Julie, go jump into, for the sake of time, and I don't want to cut you off, but again, I'm thinking about time. How do you, because you and I spoke last night, how do you take this for people that we know, our consultants, or even our customers? How do we take an experience like this, whether it's, you know, you're talking about with Jeff Isom, a humans being more experienced, how do we translate that and encourage people to join us in the future? For these amazing, we have Seiko Kai and we have Master Day. Master Day is every quarter, and it's a masterful day, and they're always incredible. How does Julie Clark, how do Julie and Ron Clark encourage people to join in the future? What do you say?
I always tell them that investing in yourself is a good thing to do and that you can always learn. So I like to join in, just like I always went to the conventions when they had them, but I always like to partake so that I can learn, and there's always someone else that you can learn from. And in looking forward to the Master Days, what I like, one of my favorite things is the testimonials, and that's why I'll be interested in Jeannie sharing those, because those I didn't hear that were in German, but you can always learn, so the more things you go to, professional development for yourself is an important part of growing, because if you're not growing, you're not living, basically, and we always want to try to learn more. And, you know, just like Julie Taras says that success loves speed, and I loved her whole talk, but one of the most important thing is she says to release your blocks, you want to forgive. So you want to move forward. Life happens for you. So to forgive fast, like that was the biggest thing I got from her talk. And also I noted that her voice started getting dry, and she had a Kinkotherm wrap that she held to her throat for just a few minutes, and then her throat was almost immediately better just from the energy of holding the Kinkotherm wrap at her neck. And I thought that was a great visual testimonial that I got to watch. And she said, you know, you want to sponsor many and be serious. So your vibe attracts your tribe. So it's just all basic common sense things, and we need to pay attention, and that's why going to the participating in the events that we have, it just solidifies your knowledge. It helps you be a better and smarter networker and person. Thank you.
Thank you, Julie. My vibe attracts a tribe. I just added that. I missed that.
Your vibe.
That's love speech.
Tribe.
Yeah. That's absolutely brilliant. And again, this is why people join book clubs, is they read a book and they may, you know, get a completely different impression or takeaway from what the author is saying. And when they come together and discuss it, people of faith, churches are seeing expounded growth from doing exactly what we're doing. All right, let's shift gears from, thank you, Julie, so very much, and congratulations on winning that Kinko seat. So from Connecticut down to where it's a little warmer this time of year, that atmospheric pressure, Phoenix, Arizona. Jeannie, I know your steno pad or whatever you put your notes on is overflowing, but greatest takeaways.
Oh my God!
And you can't.
Julie,
and you.
Go ahead. I can't what?
You can't say anything about the guy talking now, because a little sidebar note, there's a biblical term, the instant in season and out, and it's a concept that you kind of always need to be ready. And the long story short, oh my goodness, according to the agenda, Vance was supposed to share for 10 minutes, which I did. I timed myself. I was only like 9 minutes and 30 some seconds, which is a miracle. But what was so funny for me was at 6:30 a.m., the 3x5 card I'm holding in my hand, I just scribbled some thoughts about what I thought, you know, talking about a journey and talking about stewardship and what were the key things. And according to the agenda, I was supposed to speak at 9:15 a.m. So imagine my surprise, Jeannie, when at 7:05, Julian, our MC, our host, the German masterful magician, he introduces me. And I'm sitting there going, oh boy. So I calmly reach over and grab that 3x5 card and I prop it up on the laptop right in front of me. And I went, okay, look straight into the laptop and smile and don't look like you're shocked and surprised, but you're up.
Those are fun moments.
Anyway, it was very exciting and very exhilarating. And I thought, okay, here we go. I don't know what comedian ever said that, but it's always fun. And Jeannie, I understand, I know that you, as a professional pitch person, both you and Ricky have been doing that. And by the way, congratulations on 31 years of marriage yesterday.
Thank you.
Very exciting. Being part of this event, I'll ask the same question I asked Julie. Greatest takeaways? And then how do we utilize this to encourage other people to make that investment of time in their future?
Yeah. Oh, you know, this, I'm so glad that you had put in the note that came through on the Nikan Share app. It came through my email and then I had to go to the app or I had to go to my back office to see the message about being on the European Master Day because I just never thought about being on it. And so I thought, whoa, okay, Saturday, I can do this. I did get on a little bit late, so I missed your talk because you went early. I didn't know that. and Julie, I missed the testimonials and the sharings. So when I came in, Dave was talking, Dave Balzer, which was awesome. So I did miss those. So I will plan to be on another one. Maybe another one that they have so I can hear some of those. But it was great. All I can say, well, I'll say a little more than that, but I would highly recommend the Master Days and the Seiko Kais. They're all brilliant. But this one in particular, I took copious notes. And so I love the fact that I'm going to get myself a 3x5 card for my notes from now on and only write the big points. So I am going to – Julie covered – Julie, you are such a masterful what you shared was so – I wrote down a few things that you said. You say them very well and very clear so that people can write them down. And that's one of my ideas I hope I get to do from time to time. Julie Tara, I'm going to speak about, and then Luis's closing comments. Success, love, speed. It was beautiful. I got from her that she is a reader. She reads as our wellness ambassador and as the success that she's been. She has good quotes and things that she brings up, and one of them was from Simon Sinek. Genius is in the idea. The impact comes from action. And so her topic was about being in motion also. I think the whole theme of the Master Day was to be in motion and to be active. And to make some small step every day is brilliant. But the impact comes from action. And I'm starting to see that happen in my life as I'm, okay, well, I'm going to make this call and I'm going to go to that networking thing. And just saying yes to life, as I remember Linda Morris saying, and Vance, you talk about that too. She said also one of the things that really stuck out for me was to discipline my distractions. And I when I take notes, I try to put it in first person for me instead of, you know, you need to discipline yours. It's like, oh, no, I need to discipline mine. So I loved that. And when you set your rules for your day or your plan for your day, don't break your rules of your day. And it, being at home a lot and working from home, I can easily get distracted. Oh, I'm walking by the laundry room. Oh, yeah, I was going to throw that load of wash in. Just something as simple as that can distract me from, I was going to my office to make a phone call. So the cost of that, she gave a great story on the cost of distraction. And it was a story that when she was driving with someone who they needed to look at the map or set the GPS, and there was a hairpin turn, and she happened to notice it just as she looked up because she was distracted because the person with her couldn't see, find the light to turn it on and stuff, and came within an inch of crashing into a tall mountain. So it just gave a real vivid picture for me. And oh boy, there's so much. Anyway,
but Julie, that part, sorry, Jeannie, when that biggest that thing, and I didn't even write it down, but I did a video chat with Julie afterwards because we've been friends for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
And discipline my distractions. I always take what, and again, what Julie just shared, my vibe attracts a tribe or my tribe. I always take mm-hmm. things and personalize them. When I read books, when I read the Bible, I always personalize it. And it's mm-hmm. so much more profound that way. But if we don't discipline our distractions, because I'm the same way, because I am the DNA of Shara Rogers, and our culture says that we can multitask. It's not true. Mm-hmm. Science, the research, everybody says you can't. And we had a few people over at our house last night. We sat on the porch and one of our dear friends, Sumi, was telling this story. And although it was a long story about her sister, it was very, very personal. And we all took turns distracting her, and we didn't do it on purpose necessarily, but, and it took her so much longer and harder to get back into sharing. And she wanted to get this, you know, literally off her chest to share. And if, when we discipline those distractions and say mm-hmm. no, mm-hmm. and that's hard for some people. And Julie said, if we go too fast, some people will be left behind, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's okay. Not everybody's going to buy what you share at the swap meet, right? Jeannie, they never do.
Exactly.
Not everybody.
Right. Yeah. So you focus on those that are interested. Huh. How about that? And another thing is, go ahead.
Nope. Your turn.
No. Another thing is that inner work is a daily work. And that points to, I think, of self-care in the five pillars, which healthy mind is one of the first ones. And so, and I wrote down, check it 3 times a day. So as you're going through the day, you know, some people have put like a rubber band around their wrist and they pop it, you know, to remind them of things. There's different techniques. But when you find yourself getting off track, bring yourself back. Okay, what happened? And clear that out of the way. Why did I get distracted? Okay, the laundry was in there. I leave it. You can do that at a later time. You can do that tonight. and that kind of thing. What happened? Okay, I was distracted. I went in to do laundry, and then I forgot what I was going to do when I went in my office. those kind of things. And if you need to do it three times a day. Where am I in light of what I was going to do today? And it's a mindset that you have. And Louise talked about one funny thing that he said. I thought it was neat. He was telling more of his story. I learned more about Louise. And he said, you know, when you look at my face, you know that I'm from Mexico. He said, I was made in Mexico with Japanese technology. I thought that was so cool because he is Japanese and Hispanic. So it was really cool. Our big goal is to serve. Yes, go ahead.
Jeannie, I wrote down this, and I translated what he said into it again, and I do this when I take notes all the time. And this was the heart, I believe, of what who he is today. It's not about all the vehicles that will take us where we want to go. It's about the vehicle we choose to get in.
I love that.
And that's what I learned. And he didn't say it exactly like that, but that's the way I took it away. And I thought, you know, Nikan is the vehicle which all of us have chosen to achieve wellness in all five pillars.
Mm-hmm.
And when we continue to focus on that, and again, as you keep, you know, as Julie kept saying, don't give in to the distraction. Just, it's okay to say no. It's okay mm-hmm. to say no. And the good, what's good is always the enemy of what's best. And that's called yeah. sacrifice. But the flip side is it's going to get us there. So mm-hmm. how do you spin it? What from here, where 7 days from now? And again, this is, I don't want to turn this into a commercial, but it is a commercial, because if just one or two more people plug into Master Day, and that's what the heart of Julie was when her and I did a video chat after, she said, Vaughn, and I just love her because the way she says my name, right? But her heart, I could see it. She said, we need to get more people plugged in.
Yes.
Because the end result. So how do Ricky and Jeannie, all these years in Nikan, how do you encourage more people with a sense of urgency to get plugged into what's coming in 7 days?
Well, I just watched this morning. I watched Julie Tara's invitation to the Master Day. It was on WhatsApp, and the WhatsApp for Nikan Core Consultants. I watched it, and I went, oh, my gosh, and there's a little link there that you can click. And I realized I had not registered yet. So the first thing you do, like you said, it's simple. You put in your name and your email, and you get an email with a link for you to dial into. This is something for inspiration, for education. You find out all the latest things that are going on. For me, it's very important to stay, it helps me to stay inspired, to be connected. And this is the way we connect right now. I've always been one who loves events. I love to be with people. And as a humanizer, that's one of my favorite things. And so that's what keeps me excited about that. I used to say I had FOMO, fear of missing out. So maybe part of that leans into it. I like to know what is happening with the most amazing company that I'm a part of, and where I can fit in and what I can do to serve others and to share. And so I think it's important to be connected that way. So I would encourage, if you have not been to one, oh, my goodness, be there. Put it into your schedule so that it is You know, get yourself a cup of coffee or tea, a big thing of Pi-Mag water, whatever it is, and tune in and use it as a self-care, a few hours. Watch as much as you want to, but I would say watch at least the first hour and you'll be sucked in. So anyway.
You know, I shared a little bit about this, my journey, and I'm looking back at my notes that I wrote down for myself to share. My journey, the agony in my back got my attention for Niken, but it was the brokenness and all the other five pillars. And asking myself the question that Stephen B. Stevens used to ask when he did a wellness preview, when he did a meeting, when he was face to face with somebody, is the same question that Jesus asked. Do you want to be well? Would you like to be well? Are you open to tweaking some things in your life? Because it doesn't look like, you know, when you walk, that doesn't look like fun. You know, are you open to, Julie and I were talking about this last night. She's got consultants that really want to lead with the water. So when you're in the grocery store, when you're seeing people that are going to this extra hard effort to buy cases of water, or they have a bottle of water in their hand, are you open to a better way? I mean, a crazy analogy on that. I'm on a hiking medical call last Saturday after the Master Day, and we stop on the way up to take a break, and I'm scooping the water out of a bubbling brook right out of the side of the hillside, and I'm cupping my hands and I'm drinking the water because I didn't have a chance to grab my Niken sports bottle on the way out, and I'm just drinking right out of the brook. And this other hiker walks right on by, and she stops. She looks at me and says, Can we drink from there? And I looked at her like, oh my goodness. And all I said was, well, I can. And I didn't mean to be demeaning, but I thought, you trust that Asani bottle over something
right,
that's
right.
coming right out of the ground. But people just don't know. So I think the bottom line that I hear Julie and Jeannie sharing for all of us is, yes, you have the possibility of winning things, okay? But more importantly, what you're going to win most is how to become a better human being more. And that's what, you know, Luis, the heart. I look back at all my notes, and he said, I had no intention to work for Niken until he had the interview. And he said, I knew what I was worth, and I simply had to convince Niken that he knew he was going to be more than a translator. And here, 28 years later, he's the global president. I mean, that's what they call a BHAG. And then the other thing, I wanted to go right back to the beginning, Julian, he opened the whole entire thing. And he said, juggling too many balls, you know, as a magician, as a juggler, pick the best balls. Pick the best ones. And when you look at when I look at the five pillars of wellness, which ones need most attention today? We're going to have to say no at some point to certain things. And trust me, the sacrifice is going to, I get to this morning, we have our fire department annual banquet tonight. And I get to play and all year long, and people donate for different things, but I get to sit down and write a personal thank you note to each one of the spouses of our active members. And I'm going to write them a note that simply says, your sacrifice allows us to serve. Thank you. Because they sacrifice as a family member. And they know that. They may not know it exactly going in. They may not realize that sometimes they get to get up like I got to get up the other morning. And Stacy slept right through it at 2:51 a.m. That's a rough time to wake up to go deal with some teenagers that decide to roll their Jeep on the highway. And again, nobody's injured. Not a big deal. Super silly call. But that affects the whole entire rest of the day. But those are the choices we get to make. And in Niken, as Alexander and Ricarda said, when someone goes on a new journey, they will get the most out of life. And that, they were quoting a German poet. We have to get out of our comfort zone. And Master Day is simply the most masterful way to do that. So I really, again, and I've registered for so many of these events, Julie and Jeannie, that as soon as I click on that link, my first and last name and my email is already in there. So I just hit click submit. So it takes me like 5 seconds.
I love that.
So any other thoughts, Julie or Jeannie, on this? How do we encourage people? Go ahead.
I have one really quick. You know, we've had conventions in the past where we block out a week or 4 days or 5 days. We have hotel expense. So I look at Master Day as like that kind of an event. I'm going to take the time. I'm going to, but we don't have to fly somewhere. We don't have to have an extra day of checking in and checking out and that kind of a thing. And so it's just half a day, maybe first few hours of the morning or the afternoon, depending on where you are. And in your mind, think of it that way. This is a very special convention type event that is right in your, on your computer or on your phone or on your iPad or laptop. So think of it that way, because it is. It's that major of an event that is, can be life changing for you.
Julie?
That's an excellent way to look at it. Zoom meetings save time and save money and have a huge convenience. So if you look at it that way, it's an excellent way of explaining it to people. And one more tip from Julie Tara is that she recommended a book by Mandy Morris called The 8 Secrets to Powerful Manifesting. And I'll put that book on my next order list.
And that's
Thank
Mandy
you for that.
Moore,
yeah.
not Mandy Moore, the actress and the singer. Okay, just Mandy Morris.
Right.
just to clarify. And the beautiful thing about that, readers are leaders. My wife Stacy is an amazing. She grabs hold of books and she'll stop me. she often. Will come into the bathroom and with the book, and she's like, "Husband," and I'm standing in the shower, and I think something's happened because she's so passionate, being this redhead. She said, "Listen to this quote," and I'm like, "Ooh, that's good." So I morph it and I quote these books all the time, and I've not taken the time to read them, but I know they're so crucial, so always. And that's again, and I know we sound like a broken record, and those of us who are old enough to understand what a broken record, keeps skipping. It just keeps skipping back. We can't stress this enough, folks. It's so beneficial. Again, the link is in the email that I sent, or the other way that I didn't mention is on, when you log into NECAN, go into your actually, it's the page that pops up. It's that home page it defaults to. Very, very bottom. Look at the calendar, and you'll see the dates, the numbers that are underlined. You just move your cursor over there, and the whole thing pops up. And then you move right over, and you click on that event, and it takes you right into the registration page. And I do think also NECAN sends out a reminder email to consultants. I don't know if it goes to customers as well. But it's, you won't be disappointed. So anyways, I think we covered it up. And again, I'm looking back at my notes. We don't know what the agenda is for next Saturday. That's also the fun part. But, I do believe Dave Balzer, will be a part of it. And on a personal note, Dave Balzer put, I thought he put it in the chat for everybody to read, and I'm still learning technology, and I responded to everybody, but he put in there, I think it was like a personal attack on Vance, and he said, "I'm so annoyed," or I think he said, "I'm annoyed that Vance, you're not aging." I thought that was humorous, and I responded back to the group. I'm so annoyed that people don't believe me that these products actually do what we've been sharing that they do, especially the water.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Water, 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 water.
Mm-hmm.
It's ginormous. And the mindset, too. And I think there is a reason why the healthy mind is number two, is getting people in our verbiage. I said to a cousin yesterday, she said, well, I've lost 17 pounds. And I looked right at her and I said, hey, Cynthia, I'm going to correct you on that statement. I didn't even ask her permission. She said, what? And I come across brash and strong at times. And I said, you're not going to go look for that again, are you? And she said, what? I said, when you lose something, you typically go find it. When you donate it, when you shed, when you flush, when you exfoliate it. She's like, oh. And she looked right at me and she said, hell no. I'm not going to go find it. I said, well, then stop talking about what you lost. And it was like the light went on. And it was so beautiful. Mm-hmm. So beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
And when we start to do that, it affects every area. So,
hey,
Julie Clark. Yes, go ahead, Jeannie.
Well, I heard Julie Tara say that Dave Balzer will be talking about why a wellness home.
And that's the beauty is, again, if you've already got something, a prior event scheduled, a conflict, please take Jeannie's advice and get parts of it. Register anyways and sneak in and get, you won't be disappointed. And I want to reiterate again, as we did with I Can so often, please don't multitask. Don't be like the teenagers and the 20-somethings of today and say that you can do an event like this. There's a reason why if you ever go to the theater, the movie theater, there's a reason why that little trailer appears before the movie starts. It's the last thing they present. Please turn off your cell phone. And there's a reason for that. Even Addie, our 12-year-old, when we went to go see Top Gun Maverick, which I highly, highly recommend, she scolded using her phone the three teenagers sitting behind her because they were on their phones. And she figured out, brilliant 12-year-old, she figured out how to send them a text and airdropped it to whoever was in the closest vicinity, and she knew the other kids that were, knew their names, but these three girls sitting behind her, after she, as a 12-year-old, turned around and said, shh, because they were using their phones and they had this, it's just absolutely uncalled for. So I took it as a scolding and said, yeah, let's not do that. Let's not try to multitask on that. So Julie Clark, Jeannie Zeenan, thank you, ladies. So very much. I am excited now more than I was before from what you shared. I really, really appreciate that. And hopefully this has been helpful for the rest of the group.
Thank you.
Have a great weekend, everybody. Thank you for being on the call. Thank you for those who contributed. And I look forward to hearing from everybody. Thanks for tuning in. We'll talk to you real soon. Ciao for now.
To learn more about NECAN, we encourage you to contact the person who suggested you listen to this information.